USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the world will soon find out if the U.S. will strike Iran after the shootdown of an unarmed Navy drone.
This drone was in international waters. Clearly, we have it all documented. It's documented scientifically, not just words. And they made a very bad mistake.
CENTCOM says the U.S. drone was shot down in international airspace above the Strait of Hormuz, but Iran claims the drone was in Iranian airspace on a spying mission. The House Homeland Security Subcommittee held a hearing on military deployment to the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. Following the bipartisan $4.6 billion emergency funding bill, Border Patrol Chief Carla Provost is asking Congress to address the gaps in immigration policies.
Smugglers falsely advertise a safe journey to the border, misleading families that anyone who arrives with a child will not be deported under current U.S. policies.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from Income Store. I needed to take a minute just to brag on our almost 200 amazing employees. In 2009, we changed our tagline to, "We can grow any business in any industry at any time." The world trusted us and helped us become a five-time Inc. 5000 honoree. Our 200 employees have done two major things at the same time. We manage 1,800 money-making websites and over 260 e-commerce sites for our client partners across the globe. 34% of Americans visited one of these assets last year. But at the same time, these amazing employees have stopped their life every single week and recorded videos and podcasts of exactly how we grow these digital assets. If you're looking to figure out how we do it, just go to door number one. It's free. You can study thousands of hours of material on how to grow your business. If you have money but no time, go to door number two. It's a bit pricey, but our managed services are absolutely incredible. You got to check out IncomeStore.com. Our 200 employees are absolutely amazing.
The Supreme Court rules on the case of a 40-foot-tall cross on public land. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
The High Court ruling that the World War I memorial in the shape of a cross can continue to stand on public land in Maryland's Prince George's County, just outside Washington. Justices in ruling 7-2 in favor of the cross's backers concluded that the nearly 100-year-old memorial's presence on a grassy highway median doesn't violate the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, which prohibits the government from favoring one religion over others. Defenders of the cross argued that a ruling against them could doom hundreds of similar war memorials all across the nation.
Utah Senator Dan McKay says he will soon introduce a bill banning all elective abortions in Utah. The Republican lawmaker made the announcement Wednesday at a pro-life rally taking place at the state capitol. The bill would likely have a triggering mechanism that would allow the bill to go into effect if the U.S. Supreme Court allows a similar law to stand in another state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In the past month, three people have been attacked by sharks in North Carolina. Shark experts believe that waters along the East Coast are warming and some shark species' ranges are expanding. Florida Tech shark biologist Toby Daly Engel joins Fox News to talk about just how common shark attacks really are.
Shark attacks are actually incredibly rare in general. Mm-hmm. And in the U.S., North Carolina is about fifth in terms of states for shark attacks. So here in Florida, we're number one.
As far as protecting yourself from sharks, Daly Engel says,
the best thing to do if you're worried about sharks is just to kind of be mellow. Don't splash a whole lot. If you're worried, don't go swimming by yourself. Try to stay out of the water at, say, dusk or at nighttime when the shark's senses are really much better than ours. But in general, if you see a shark, the best thing to do is just kind of be calm. Be mellow, don't splash around a lot, and act like bait.
And regarding punching a shark in the nose, Daly Engel says,
sharks are really, really cautious, and their normal prey of fish, sometimes marine mammals like seals, sea turtles, have really dangerous spines and claws, and sharks are really long-lived. And so if their prey kind of fights back and there's a risk of the shark being hurt, mm-hmm. then that shark may back off.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.